I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There's international condemnation for North Korea today. That follows Pyongyang's shelling of a South Korean island near the disputed maritime border. South Korea responded with fire of its own. At least two South Korean soldiers were killed. Dozens of people on Yongpyeong were injured, including civilians. It's not the first time there have been clashes in these waters, but observers say today's incident was among the most serious since the end of the Korean War. But as Jason Strother reports from Seoul, South Korea, many South Koreans still don't view the North as a major threat.
Images of plumes of black smoke and panicked residents have been broadcast over South Korean television. Yongpyeong residents, like 54-year-old Lee Chun-ok, say they didn't know what hit them at first. She says she was lying down and watching television and heard a bang, bang, bang. At first, she thought it was from the South Korean military drills that were taking place nearby. It was only when her house was hit by artillery that she realized it was a North Korean attack. She says she thought she would die if she stepped outside. Another Yongpyeong resident, 51-year-old Shin Sung-hee, says the scene was chaotic. The shells hit in many places, he says. There were fires everywhere. We were told to evacuate our homes and head to a bomb shelter. I drove home from work to get my wife. When I got there, she was already standing outside because our house was destroyed. North Korea blamed the South for starting Tuesday's firefight. Pyongyang says the South Korean military drills were being conducted in their territory. Referring to the South Korean government as puppets of the United States, North Korea threatened on state television more attacks if the South continues to violate by even 1 millimeter their waters. But while residents of Yongpyeong fear more attacks from the North, many South Koreans here in Seoul seem less concerned. Some young Koreans I spoke with say despite what happened today, they still don't see North Korea as a real threat.
Are you worried that maybe war is going to happen?
I don't worry about North Korea.
I think we are brother, we are family, we are close.
But South Korean President Lee Myung-bak doesn't seem to be buying the family line. He says that he will retaliate if the North launches any more provocations. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.